with this because we're joined by Paul O'Kane, as Chief Communications Officer with the DAA, which runs Dublin and Cork airports. Paul O'Kane, what's your response to what we're hearing in relation to a resumption, at least of some European travel?
Well, obviously, we haven't seen the full details as yet, Brian. We'll need to have that formal announcement from government later this evening. But clearly, we'd welcome, you know, we've been calling for a clear plan for the resumption of travel for many months. Everyone in the industry has. So at a broad level, without having seen the exact detail, we'd clearly welcome the fact that we're going to have a resumption of travel from mid-July. And we'll be working with Eddie and his colleagues in Ryanair, our Aer Lingus and all of our other airlines to resume services as quickly as we can and to get people back to where they want to be. I mean, it's funny, in a lot of the discussion and in some of the earlier segments, so much of the focus on this is about sun holidays. But actually, I would argue this isn't really as much about sun holidays as about mothers being able to see their sons. You know, this is about reuniting families who've been separated for a very, very long time. People haven't seen grandchildren. They haven't seen people who've been married. There's all sorts of families being displaced all across Europe and indeed the rest of the world.
You've lost something like, is it 83% of flights since pre-pandemic? You know, I mean, how long is it going to take to get back that kind of scale of lost capacity and schedule?
Yeah, well, that 83% figure, Brian, that's a figure for the fall in flights to and from Ireland this week compared to 2019. If you take that 83% fall, that's to and from Ireland in flights. If you look at the rest of Europe, the current number is a 60% decline. So we're an outlier, and we've been an outlier for quite a while. And that's flights. That's not passenger numbers. So flights are down 83%. Passenger numbers are actually down 95%. So we're handling about 5% of normal. So it's, you know, if you talk to people, it's realistically to get back to where we were in 2019, you could be looking at 2024, 2025. People sometimes have this notion that as we reopen, you know, a switch will be flicked and we'll have all of this capacity and connectivity back again. That's not the case. We're going to have to work really hard to win back the lost capacity that we've lost over the past 14 months. We're very fortunate in that we have two very strong home-based airlines. We've got Aer Lingus and Ryanair, both based here at Dublin Airport. We also have a scenario whereby the fundamentals of the Irish economy are very strong. We're, you know, it's an economy that's based on foreign direct investment, on exports and trade, and on tourism. Tourism is a huge part of our economy. And also a lot of the traffic that we have is visiting friends and relatives, which we're seeing the most demand for.
Yeah.
But we'll have to work really hard to win those routes back.
So you expect there will be pent-up demand, whether it's for family reunions, whether it's business holidays, winter, summer, whenever it might be. But are the flights going to be there to be able to meet that demand? Is there going to be a job of work actually to persuade the airlines to put aircraft back on some of the routes that we would have taken for granted pre-pandemic?
Absolutely, Brian. You know, we've been punching above our weight for many years. Like, if you think, you know, Dublin Airport is effectively Ireland's airport. We're the airport for the entire island. And if you take the island is about 6.7 million people in terms of our catchment, we're competing against places like Manchester and Brussels. They've got a 25 million catchment. So we'll be competing against much larger capital cities with much larger population bases in the country to win back that connectivity. I mean, one of the examples we'd often use is, you know, we were the fifth, in 2019, we were the fifth largest airport in Europe for North American connectivity. You look at lots of cities, there are lots of cities and locations in Europe that don't have a single flight to the United States. If you take somewhere like Lille in France, it's the second biggest population center in France. They don't have a single flight to North America, whereas we have huge connectivity to virtually all the major cities in Europe, amazing connectivity to North America, and also we've been adding lots of flights to Asia Pacific and the Middle East.
Right. Crucial in the European context is going to be this green cert. Is it clear to you how it's going to operate?
Well, the details still remains to be worked out in part. It's clear that the cert will work, so that, you know, there's three elements to it. So one element is that proof of vaccination, so you'll have a cert if you've been vaccinated or if you've got a COVID-free test or if you're recovering from COVID. So the implementation of the system is operated by the governments in each country. What we really need is clarity. One of the, you know, when consumers want clarity, they want to know how the system works. Ideally, they'd like to have a system where the system here should be the same as the system in other countries covered by that. And one of the issues which hasn't really been discussed much as yet, and it's certainly an issue in the context of holidays, what's happening vis-a-vis children? You know, if I think about myself, if I was planning a foreign holiday now, I've got three children. Do they need to be, you know, when might they be vaccinated? How will the COVID cert apply to them? Will it not apply to them? We need clarity on all of these issues.
All right. Well, perhaps we will get that in the course of the next day or days. Paul O'Kane from the DAA, thanks for that. After the break, bloodletting within the DUP.